Milt, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I am. I'm doing well. Give me your thoughts on Henry Burris's performance last night.
Not good. unfortunately, I think we put too much stock into those first two games, and I think we'll put too much stock into last night's game. You know, we just have to wait things out and see how this team turns out. You know, we know last year they were bad, and coming into this year, we knew they would be better just by the changes they made on offense. That 2-0 start, let's be honest about it. Let's look at the teams and look what happens with those games, with, you know, starting quarterbacks getting hurt, and BC that first game under their new head coach. So let's look at it that way. But the fact that they're 2-1, I think they would have took that if somebody would have told them, you know, you're going to be 2-1 after three games. But let's wait and see how things play out, you know, for the rest of the year, at least the first nine games.
The Eskimos bounce back game, which I don't think surprised anyone. What did you make of Matt Nichols' play?
It was okay. I mean, he didn't have to be great. Ottawa was so bad, and Edmonton did some great things on defense and special teams. He didn't have to be great. The verdict's still out on him. You know, he'll be the starter, I think, as long as Riley is out. You know, they have two rookies behind him, Lynch and Franklin. Those guys aren't ready to step in, I don't think. So, you know, he'll get some opportunities. But the verdict's still out on him to see if he can be a starter in this league for years to come. He did okay yesterday, and that's all he had to do. He wasn't asked to win the game. He didn't have to win the game. So it'll be interesting to see whatever they actually need him to go out there and throw for 300-400 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns to see if he can do that or not.
Yeah, and that's kind of the advantage he has with this defense. He might not have to do that very often.
Well, no, you're going to have to do that. You see how that defense played against Toronto that opening game. I don't know if they were overlooking Toronto, just think they could step on the field, but there are going to be some games. They do have a great defense. They have a great coach, defensive coordinator, Chris Jones, but there are going to be some games where he's going to have to step up and make some tough throws, make some big plays, and that's going to determine, you know, his future in this league. Maybe not with Edmonton, but maybe with another team. So, like I said, he's going to have to make some big plays and come up big in some big games.
Milt Stegall joins us. Milt, Lawrence, to me, is one of the, if he's not the best playmaker on the Eskimos, he's number two behind Darius Bowman. Would you play him at the running back? He's a natural running back position just to keep him on the field?
He's not an every down back. I'm keeping him on the field in some capacity. And I'm with punt returns and kick returns. I know he doesn't do that much, but just with all those things, you know, rushing, receiving, he should touch the ball, you know, 20, 25 times a game. He's a special player, but he's not every down back. I think you're going to, you know, cause some injuries with him if you try to make him that every down pounding back. That's just not him. But you need to keep him on the field in some capacity because he's definitely a playmaker.
Milt Stegall joins us. Milt, we look ahead to some of the games this weekend. Of course, tonight, Montreal taking on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and you got the Riders and the Lions and the Argos taking on the Stampeders. You know, injuries have been a key factor at the quarterbacking position a lot. What's your thoughts on Montreal's quarterbacking position if you were Tom Higgins? When Crompton and those guys come back, do they get the job back, or does Cato keep it if he's playing well?
If he's playing well, he keeps it. It's not like Crompton tore it up. And I know they went on a nice little, you know, winning streak when he got into the game last year. But it wasn't him that was tearing it up. It was that defense. He couldn't win a game. You found that out in the playoffs. If you determined on him to win your game, he's not that type of quarterback, not yet. So if Cato is playing well, I don't think you have much of a decision but to keep him in. You know, if he continues playing like he did last week, they have all the pieces in place. They have a solid defense. They have some playmakers on that defense. They just need a quarterback who can step up and make plays. And what I saw of Crompton with all his time last year and that first game, it's not him. And maybe it is Cato. That was just one game, so we just have to wait and see. But, I mean, if he's playing like he's playing, Crompton's definitely not going to get his position back.
You had, young quarterbacks at times in your career, and some guys would have one game, and then all of a sudden the defense maybe has more time to look at their tendencies. Did you see anything from Cato where if you're the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, you would try to attack him differently from a defensive standpoint?
No. They kept the game plan so simple. You know, he very rarely threw the ball downfield. It was nice, quick throws, and everybody – uses this thing, well, it'll be different now since we've seen him on film. But I've heard that before. Winnipeg, they saw Zach Kolaris on film plenty of times, and they couldn't stop him last week. So I don't care what you've seen on film. You still have to go out there and execute. But you know what? I think week in and week out, they'll start throwing more things at Cato offensively to allow him to get more into the CFL game. You know, last week, they just wanted to make things basic. That was his first CFL game ever starting, second CFL regular season game ever witnessing. So you have to gradually get him involved in the CFL game. And they, based on what I saw last week, the guy can play. But like I said earlier, that was just one game.
Milt Stegall joins us. It's very early in the season, Milt, and, you know, Ottawa looked good for 2 weeks against Montreal and BC and clearly deserved wins. They looked terrible yesterday. What do you make of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and, you know, Drew Willey in the fact that can he be a guy who stays healthy?
Well, he can. I mean, that was a devastating hit, and yep. Very surprising that he's playing in this game. You know, I'm not a medical profession by any means, but I know the doctors there. I know the trainers there. I know how well they work, and they're some great people. So I'm going to trust them when they say Drew Willey is healthy enough to play. But if he is healthy, he can definitely lead that team. But they have more problems than just, you know, keeping a quarterback healthy. Their defense is their biggest problem now. You know, they made changes with their defensive coordinator, but the results on the field have gotten even worse. They were just bad against the run last year. This year, they're bad against the run and the pass. So they have some other problems they need to concern themselves with besides just keeping a quarterback up.
What's the biggest concern in your mind in Winnipeg?
Defense. Like I just said, defense. I mean, you can score all the points you want. If you can't stop anybody, it really doesn't matter. And that's their problem right now, not being able to stop anybody. They've given up, 66 points their first two games? Somewhere around there, I think. And that's not good when you went to the offseason saying our defense is going to be better. So they have some problems that they have to take care of. If not, it's going to be difficult for them to get into the playoffs. And they're trying to get in the playoffs. You know, if they can get to the Grey Cup, that would be great. But they're making time right now. It's just getting to the playoffs.
Milt Stegall joins us. Milt, when you played and you as an offense knew your defense maybe wasn't up to par, how did that impact the psyche of the offensive players?
Well, you can't let it. You have to try to remain optimistic and stay positive. You can't go out there and try to press too hard. You just have to go out there and do what you can do. You know, these are professional athletes you're playing with, and you have to say, well, let me just make sure I'm doing my job. Because you don't want to go out there and try to do too much, and now your job is in jeopardy or you're not taking care of your business. That's all you can do is control what you can't control, and that's your job. And I think that's how every individual should think. You shouldn't think that you have to do more than what you can, because if you try to step outside your lane and do something you're not supposed to do, that's where the real problems start to occur.
Milt Stegall joining us. Looking ahead to the Argonauts and the Stampeders, you know, the Argos have looked pretty good, man. That Saskatchewan-Toronto game was easily the most exciting game of the season thus far. Are they legit in your mind?
I think so. I think so. I mean, I like that young defense, and Trevor Harris, he's looked good. He's been in that system three or four years now, so he knows the system. It's not like he's a raw rookie just coming off the bench. He's learned from Milanovic. He's learned from Ricky Ray. So he's been tutored pretty well, and he's looking good. He's looking solid. So they're legit, I think. And before the season, I was saying, well, they played in the East, so everybody has a chance to use for the East. You know, you have a few teams that are looking strong, but those Argonauts are looking good. They're going to be challenged by the Stampeders. It's going to be a hard-fought game, but Trevor Harris is coming out, and he's looking good, and that defense is playing solid. And your defense just needs to play solid. You have a young quarterback, I know, who's striving to get better, but their defense is solid, and I think that's going to make the difference.
And the Stampeders, most people had them picked as the team to beat at the start of the season. Just a slow start for the Stamps, or is there anything in their game that concerns you?
I think it's a slow start. I mean, we're two games in. It's hard to determine anything about anybody right now. We're just two games in. You know, everybody's gunning for the Grey Cup champion. Every time they play a game, it's like a championship because everybody's trying to knock them off the top of the mountain because they are the defending Grey Cup champion. So they know every single time they step on the field, they have to come with their A-plus game if they want to win because they are the former champions. But I think they'll be okay. You know, great coaching staff. I think that makes a big difference. You know, they have some great players, but their coaching staff is so solid the chemistry they have amongst their coaching staff. They know each other very well. That makes a big difference. So those guys in the long run, I think they'll be fine.
Milt, always great to catch up with you. We'll be watching you on the panel all weekend.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.